Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bobby Blake, the owner of Brunswick Floors down in Brunswick, Georgia. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I notice you have three locations. You've got your original store in Brunswick, Georgia. You've got a store in St. Simons and another one in, where's the other location?
Kingsland, Georgia. It's the county just south of us.
All right. So you're an independent flooring retailer. You're also a Flooring America member.
Yes, sir.
And you've been around for 50 years, right?
Yes, sir, since 1962. So I guess we're 53 years now.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the history of the business.
Well, Harvey Bieberman was the original founder. He moved down from Savannah, Georgia, and started Brunswick Floors. And then about 1969, my dad, John Blake, went to work with him, and he eventually bought the business from Harvey in 1981. And then my dad retired, it'll be 23 years ago this March.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up in the business and took it over from your father, is that right?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Started helping out on the trucks when I was 14. All of our installers are employees, and we don't sub our workout, so that's where I got my start, is during the summers and on the weekend helping out the installation crews. And then eventually, when I graduated from high school, went to work full-time. Then when I was 25 years old, my dad retired.
Okay.
So I'm 48 now, so.
Uh-huh. That's good. And you do this with your wife. How do you divvy up the roles between you and your wife?
Well, basically, my wife is the accountant in the company. She's she does payroll and bookkeeping-related type stuff. She's not really involved in the operations. I'm pretty well the operations person in the family.
Okay, all right. So let's talk, too, about the sectors that you serve. I've looked at your website. It looks like you do some commercial and you do residential. Do you also supply directly to the builder market?
Yes. We got caught up in the builder boom. We went through this recession that started basically declining about 8 years ago, and it's picked back up in the last year or two, but we haven't jumped back on the builder business. We're doing some builder business, but we're primarily doing residential rehab as well as commercial work.
Okay. And how does that work out as far as the split? Is it about 60% residential and 40% commercial, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's probably a good, probably about 70-30, 70% residential, meaning, residential rehab as well as builder work, and then probably about 30% commercial.
All right. Well, one of the things is we look nationally, the residential replacement business has been the one that's been kind of disappointing this year. It didn't pick up in the second half like a lot of people thought it would, but that's not your case. Actually, this whole year's been strong for you in that area, right?
Yeah, this has probably been the best year residential rehab-wise in probably, I'm going to say, probably 8 years. People seem to have more confidence. With the home pricing going down and the valuations going down, people were losing confidence in their homes, and there seems to be more confidence. I'll tell you something else, too. We have a lot of second home owners down here also, being on the coast. The prices are down from where they, peaked 8 to 10 years ago, and people are buying second homes, and they're buying second homes to actually enjoy them, just not to for an investment purpose and hoping to flip them in a year or two, So they're fixing them up because they want them to be nice for themselves to enjoy.
So if you were trying to answer the question of why your residential replacement business is doing well, you would say it's mostly because of the area you're in, or are you doing some things that are attracting customers to your store?
I think a lot of it's just got to do with people's confidence in the area I'm located in.
Mm-hmm. How do people know who you are? How do you get your word out?
Well, again, in my installation department, I've got all my crews are driving box trucks that have Brunswick Floors tattooed all over them. So there's driving billboards up and down all over southeast Georgia that say Brunswick Floors. And, of course, word of mouth and reputation because we've been doing it so long.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with the realtors to make sure that they refer to you if somebody's asking?
Yeah, absolutely. We have numerous realtor relationships, and that's a good tie-in right there. People buying homes. Hey, I'm thinking about redoing my floors, and people referring is a big part of our business, too.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about your diversity. I noticed that just recently you've gotten into other businesses. Not only are you selling flooring, but you also sell cabinets and countertops. When did you get into that, and what drove that?
Probably about the last 3 years. We picked up a little line called Wellborn. Mm-hmm. And they're basically custom cabinets built in Alabama, and they deliver on their own trucks. We started doing that because, again, the residential redo, people are, again, having confidence. They're redoing their cabinets, some of these, older homes.
Right.
And so we wanted to kind of keep them, you know, one-stop shop.
So how long have you been in Flooring America?
We joined originally Carpet Max back in probably 1995, I'm going to guess,
yeah,
and 96, and then it became Flooring America a number of years later. But we've been there. We were there when it was Carpet Max.
All right, talk about the seasonality. Right now we're just a few weeks before Christmas. Does the business slow down now, or is it going as strong as ever?
We are fortunate. We're pretty well, you know, we got good work on the books all the way up to Christmas. Already starting to line stuff up for the first week in January. So we're optimistic about the new year. Of course, cautious too.
Yeah, okay. So you feel like 16 is going to continue to bring you growth?
We sure are anticipating that. You know, commercial seems to be strong, and people are buying and selling homes again, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And Bobby, it's interesting that you have your installers are company employees. You know, there's a lot of people nationwide that are in your business that are having trouble finding good labor. Are you looking at that same situation, or since you have employees, you have a good stable of talent for installation?
We have a good stable talent pool within the company.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of my installers have been with me 20-plus years. So, you know, the only problem with this business, of course, it's a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Right.
And that's the only unfortunate thing about this industry. People get a lot of experience, and they get that 20-plus year threshold where they have a really good knowledge of this business, but the physicality does take its toll on the installers in this industry.
Another trend we're seeing nationwide is a little bit of shift away from soft over to hard surfaces. Are you seeing that as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, the majority of my crews are no longer carpet installers, where when I first got in the business, the majority of our crews were carpet crews. So we're in line, and of course, the evolution of LVT, all the associated products have just made that hard surface sector even larger.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bobby. Well, it's great to talk to you, and it's good to hear that you're seeing success down in the Brunswick, Georgia area. Again, been talking to Bobby Blake, the owner of Brunswick Floors down in Brunswick, Georgia, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.